Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we'd like to do here on Herb Talk. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about, hey, guess what science is doing? Oh, they're going to use eggshells in bone surgery. Doesn't that sound fascinating? Well, we're going to talk about that. If we get time, we'll also put in some information on how to relieve anxiety the natural way. And we have a quack report. And before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. Today's devotional puts us in Hebrews 11:6 and says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Amen. Gotta seek the Almighty face to face. Have that relationship. He knows your name. He's got to know your name. You know, mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thanks, Frank. Okay, up in the Quacker, let's see, groundwater in nearly half of the U.S. states is contaminated, supposedly, with coal ash. Power utilities reported finding dangerous concentrations of coal ash in groundwaters, and the sources were located near power plants. So this toxic pollutant appears in water sources in at least 22 states. So the coal ash power plants, they dump about 100 million tons of coal ash and other toxic byproducts each year, which are heavy metals like arsenic, candium, mercury, selenium, and they can supposedly increase our risk of cancer. So utilities began listing contaminants that they did detect in groundwater starting in 2018. So states like Illinois, Georgia, Texas, North Carolina, and 18 other states are reporting signs of toxic coal ash in groundwater. Now, utilities turned over their groundwater monitoring data. Most of them really didn't bother to follow up with evaluations on the polluted sites. Only a few admitted they violated federal standards and agreed to devise a cleanup plan. I know here in the state of North Carolina, Duke Energy, responsible for a coal ash spill, you know, kind of hemmed and hawed about it. I have my facts straight. Hopefully I do. And at some point there was a discussion about making the utility customers pay for the cleanup, which, you know, as you can imagine, didn't go over very well. All right, moving along in the Quack Report. Last but not least, they say depression will increase your the age of your brain. This is according to the National Institutes of Mental Health. They say depression is one of the most common mental disorders in the United States, and about 17 million American adults report they've had at least one depressive episode in the last year, with the greatest levels of depression being felt by those between the ages of 18 and 25. Now, researchers at the University of Sussex published their findings in the Journal of Psychological Medicine, and they found there's a clear link between depression and the increased risk of dementia or overall cognitive decline later in life. So there's this link. If you get depressed, you're going to have cognitive decline. The number of people experiencing dementia and general cognitive decline is expected to increase, they say, dramatically in the next 30 years. So, you know, keep that Bible handy. You know, stay close to the Lord, and He promises you a sound mind. Amen to that. And that wraps the Quack Report. All right. Thanks, Frank. Okay. We're going to be we're going to come up to a break here real quickly, but we're going to kind of set the groundwork for this first segment because eggshells being used in bone surgery. Oh, well, you know, when I came across this research from the University of Massachusetts, you know, they said they're using eggshells to heal broken bones. And I kind of marveled at the extent that medical science will go to in order to create new surgical therapies when they already have the answers for growing healthy bones. However, non-invasive procedures are not big profit engines for medicine. So science likes to, you know, recreate and improve on the human body and kind of resists the less complex and natural avenues for health and healing. We're going to check this out. We're going to look at this new approach by medicine and also see what less invasive and safer options we have at our disposal to ensure strong and healthy bones. So we're going to look at these two things. First, the stats, the global statistics say 1 in 3 women, 1 in 5 men over the age of 50 have osteoporosis and will suffer a bone fracture. According to the medical research, the United States has more than 6 million fracture injuries per year. So no doubt, most patients, when presented with crushed eggshells to heal their bones faster, well, they'll be accepting of the new therapy, even though surgery presents risks, including deadly infections. Yep. Remember those super bugs and you pick them up at the hospital, go in for something simple, and I know, it's terrible. So we got to be on our guard there. Well, we're going to talk about this and a whole lot more after this break. We'll be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk, and we're talking about your bones and what medical science is, you know, introducing as a new therapy for strong bones. Well, let's look at the research. According to this research, this is a team out of the University of Massachusetts, and they used eggshells to enhance the growth of new bones and, they say, to strengthen them. So this particular research aimed at a solution for patients that suffer from bone disease, cancer, standard injuries, and even traumatic injuries like the military, as well as aging-related bone issues. So what are they talking about? You know, what's this process? Well, how does this eggshell bone therapy work? Well, according to Professor Glidden Kamsi Unal, he's a lead scientist on this research, they take the eggshells. They crush them. Then they insert them into what is called a hydrogel mixture. From there, they create this framework for grafts to grow bone in the lab. So they take the patient's bone cells and they add that to the framework substance. Then they cultivate the cells in an incubator. They then collect the new bone substance and then implant that back into the patient. So the research of this nature was published in the June 2019 journal Biomaterials Science. And most people would, you know, speculate, well, I'm sure they're using eggshells because they selected that due to the calcium carbonate they contain. Well, this would be an accurate guess. And the scientists say the eggshells help to create harder and stronger bone implants. So the process also uses cells from the patient to avoid bone graft rejection by the immune system. So broken bones normally can take 8 weeks or longer to heal, depending on the type of injury we're talking about. So that just seems such like a lot of to do, you know, take the eggshells, process the eggshells, take the bone cells out, put them with the eggshells, incubate them, stretch them out on a scaffolding, then resubmit them to the patient, you know, surgically speaking. I mean, it just seems like a lot of work. And there's got to be an easier way. Well, of course, this herbalist knows of one. We're going to talk about it. Well, let's look at also the future use. According to Professor Kamsi Unal, he says this eggshell process can be used to produce cartilage, teeth, and tendons. And he says this therapy no doubt will make the medical industry wealthier. Oh, yeah. Here's a quote from the good professor. He says, this is the first study that uses eggshell particles in a hydrogel matrix for bone repair. We've already filed a patent for it, and our processes can be adapted for use in many significant ways. Little intellectual property rights go a long way, cha-ching. Well, what about the cost of this? I always think of that. You know, this is such a big operation. It's a big operation. Well, no estimates have been presented yet on the cost of the eggshell bone grafts. However, one of my previous reports, if you heard it, we talked about injected bone steroid drugs, and that wasn't cheap. The cost of that treatment was going to be influenced by the drug combinations that were going to be used, and it could be as much as $6,000-$7,000. So I predict the eggshell bone grafts will be even more expensive because it requires surgery than the steroid bone injection drugs. And patients will most likely accept the cost as these treatments, as you know, advanced and they're advertised to heal bones, get this, 60% faster. Well, it normally takes 1 to 2 weeks for the body to reestablish the blood vessels and stabilize the area of the break itself. And natural healing of broken bones takes about 8 weeks. Therefore, medicine is saying that their treatments can get patients back to normal weight-bearing activities within 3.2 weeks. I wouldn't bet on that claim because that would only give the bone 1.2 weeks to repair after the blood vessels get reinstated in the area. Well, let's talk about healing the break, because having a broken bone, very painful, and medical science states that the typical time for the body to heal your broken bone is about 6 to 12 weeks, but the length of time is going to depend on the extent of the injury. So it can take 2 to 3 weeks for the upper bone fracture to heal and 4 weeks for a lower body fracture to heal. It can take 3 to 6 months before the bone is actually adequately strong enough. So bones heal faster in children than adults. But you know what? The Egyptians were the first physicians to document how to reset the bone and use plant resin and cloth similar to plaster of Paris to make a cast. And reports go way back in the ancient times that, you know, they stated nutrition very important to heal a bone that has been broken. So literature on the use of herbs to speed bone repair is in print, been there, and it's there for a reason. Because this stuff doesn't get passed down thousands of years if it don't work. So let's look at some successful and fast bone repair without drugs and surgery, shall we? So the ancient ancestors had a basic approach to bone repair that is still used today and in all over the world. And here's their approach. Immobilize the break and then reset it. Reduce the inflammation to restore blood flow, and they used herbs for that. Reduce the pain. They used herbs for that. Use antibacterial herbs for compound fractures, and then also immune support herbs to avoid infection. And, of course, they used herbs for bone strength, and we're going to talk about those, too. Going to give you a lot of power. So in many instances, our ancestors would use topical and internal herb applications. For instance, herb poultices would be used to stop bleeding, to cleanse the wound, and reduce bacterial infection. And in 1932, there was this Indian scientist, Yash Rajay Chopra. He tested bone healing herbs on a dog, and he found that the herbs do heal the break faster. He says it also relieves pain due to the analgesic effects, also prevents any delayed effect on bone repair itself. When other drugs such as cortisone were used, so this natural approach worked much better. He reported his findings. He said this. Now remember, this is an Indian scientist back in 1932. He said, herbs offered antioxidants, antimicrobial, and antibacterial effect in the bone healing activity. The herbs accelerated healing with osteopotin chemical markers. The herbs seem to supply more raw material to the repair and encouraged rapid utilization of the raw materials. And it was my understanding that certain herbs provide a bone joining benefit. End of quote. Well, you know, he's absolutely correct, because Native American Indians called one of these herbs bone knit. It helps knit the bone properly and quickly. Here is a quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, January 2017. They say, all parts of plants possess medicinal properties. The roots, stems are most useful for healing of bone fractures. These plants were used in folk medicine and in the treatment of bone fractures. Early settlers were expert bone setters, and length of treatment varied between 3 to 6 weeks, end of quote. So not this 8 to 12 weeks that medicine says it takes for them to heal a bone. Interesting. All right, so let's look at the natural way. How are we going to approach this? Well, because I've talked about this before, how we can have healthy, strong bones without the threat and expense of medical procedures. And, you know, obviously use your common sense. Right? Sometimes you do need intervention from a modern medicine. You know, trauma care is important. But think about the animals that were used to offer our humans hope of strong bones. You know, for instance, the cow, you know, a lot of times they would make you have supplements with ground up cow bones for strong bones. Well, the cows, they eat grass to have strong bones, right? Also, the chickens, you know, which produce these calcium-rich eggshells they're using. Well, they eat grains, plants, and bugs. That's how they get their calcium. So how can we achieve stronger and healthier bones? Well, here's some things you want to consider. So one of the culprits that I've told you about before is refined sugar displaces the phosphorus in your body, preventing proper absorption of calcium, and it depletes calcium from your bones. So watch the refined sugar. Also, the other culprits is dairy products, milk from cows. You would think, oh, well, doesn't it provide calcium? Well, it causes an alkaline environment, the milk does, which also prevents proper absorption of calcium. Therefore, you're not getting adequate calcium from milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, etc., and it doesn't have the minerals of boron and magnesium that is required for the body to uptake and use calcium. So you're not getting strong bones. Milk mustaches all over the place, and people have osteoporosis. All right, now your diet also could be missing those trace minerals, these microminerals needed, again, for the body to use calcium. There's no benefit if your body absorbs calcium and then it can't put it in the right area, okay? So you'll need boron, magnesium, and vitamin D from the sun and silica. So silica is found in the earth. It's in plant foods. It gives strength and firmness to your body tissues, your bones, your cartilage, connective tissues, arteries, and even your skin. So instead of going under the knife, use your knife to cut up and eat your vegetables. Also, you know, the plastic surgeon would be unemployed if people did that because your skin would look fabulous. Wouldn't sag, wouldn't have wrinkles, wouldn't need facelifts, that kind of thing. So silica and plants, very important. It's there for a reason. But we got to take another break. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some really neat herbs the ancients used, really magical stuff. We'll be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Talk, and we're talking about keeping your bones strong so you don't need injected steroid drugs and surgery with eggshells. All right, we're going to talk about some of the things that you want to avoid so you can speed your bone repair. I prefer to skip those steroid treatments and do something else to help the bones heal quickly. So you want to avoid the stumbling blocks that would slow the repair down. So avoid smoking because it alters that blood flow to your bone when you do that. Also, alcohol, it contributes to a lot of inflammation. Inflammation can, again, impede in circulation and blood brings healing. And also sugar, we talked about that, makes your bones weak, so stay away from the sugar. And it's real important to understand how your bones actually fix themselves and redo the repair work. Your bones have several types of repair cells, and they are the precursor cells and the osteoblast cells, the chondroblast cells, and the bone marrow cells. So these cells organize themselves into three phases of healing your bone. So it's one, the first phase is called the reactive phase, and this includes inflammation and granular material. And this will take about a week. And then the reparative phase, this is where cartilage and ligaments are, you know, repaired and to the bone itself, takes about 4 weeks. And then remodeling phase, the remodeling of the original bone, the body takes about 5 weeks to accomplish. So here's a quote from U.S. National Library of Medicine, Institute of Health, National Journal of Maxillofacial Surgery, January 2017, they say, in the literature, herbs are described to speed up bone formation without any side effects and relatively low cost. The knowledge of the medicinal value of plants and other natural substances and their use goes back to the earliest settlers. End of quote. Well, let's talk about from the ancient to the modern, because the ancient records, when we're using herbs to speed bone repair, it heals bone usually within 3 to 6 weeks without the risk of toxic side effects. So using herbs will also be far less expensive, probably under $300. So with regard to bone density, when using your herbs, it's also very efficient. It can also reverse your damage from osteoporosis within about 4 months. So if osteoporosis is an issue, these bone healing herbs are for you. Absolutely. If I were you, I'd use them. Okay, so the American Society of Bone and Mineral Research published a report in the Journal of Basic Microbiology, and they listed herbs are often used by Europeans to heal bones quickly, and they listed comfrey root, horsetail herb, arnica, and other herbs. Here's a quote from that article that says, plants used for medicines for disease and to heal bones are not harmful or toxic. We need deeper research. We can't simply disregard this ancient research. These herbs have helped the human race to survive on Earth for thousands of years. Like I said, you don't pass down information that doesn't work, right? You only pass down the things that work. All right, let's talk about you getting real calcium, because the type of calcium supplements that are out there will determine if you build healthy bone or you tear down bone. So when you use whole food natural calcium sources, there's really no need to add another supplement to the supplement, okay? So your whole food supplements will contain the other required uptake minerals and nutrition the body needs to metabolize and distribute calcium properly. So if you don't have the proper ratio of calcium, boron to magnesium, and it should be in a 2-to-1 ratio, then you're going to have what David Gottesman says is ectopic calcification. And what this means is, and this is a quote from David, he says the calcium goes places in the body in excessive amounts, stimulating unnatural accelerated cell division, osteoblasts, causing high bone turnover. So what this means is if you don't have your minerals balanced with your calcium for uptake, what is absorbed can create bone spurs, bladder stones, and stick to arterial plaque. So if you are trying to lose weight, also, according to the University of Tennessee, your whole food calcium will accelerate your weight loss. That was in the 2013 British Journal of Nutrition. So calcium is real important, but you got to get whole food calcium, the kind that God intended you to have, not the synthetic wannabe supplements so much on the market today. Well, let's talk about, let's give you a little supplement scoop here. And this is going to be informative for you, because if you're going to shop at the store for calcium supplements and you want strong bones, you're going to see products such as bone meal, which is ground up cow's bones, clam shells with fillers, and even dolomite, which is rocks. Other calcium supplements will offer you isolated calcium citrate, maybe mixed in with some synthetic vitamin D. So these are really synthetic chemicals, and they're not really going to strengthen bones. So many of these supplements will contain sugar, which really destroys bones, and it will have other additives, flavorings, and colorings. So you're going to find that your gummy variety of these supplements contain a lot of chemicals. So these types of calcium supplements really do not have the proper chemistry with the minerals for uptake and absorption of your calcium. So if you want strong bones, you got to get their whole food variety. And let's talk about that. We're going to look at foods and herbs that are high in silica, your calcium, boron, magnesium. And there's really a mountain of literature that gives specific information on how we can heal our bones really fast and successfully without the risks of dangerous drugs and surgery. But like I said, that doesn't make modern medicine a whole lot of money. So here's the foods high in silica. Your beetroot, your lettuce, your green leafy vegetables, cucumbers. And by the way, this is how cucumbers were used as facials in spas. It's good for your skin. Carrots, broccoli, almonds, beans, alfalfa, onions, turnips, figs, oranges, spinach, and sardines. Now, also herbs that are high in the silica are your horsetail, like we mentioned, oat straw, comfrey root, which the American Indians call bone knit, and also a lobelia and flatta. So these herbs and foods are also calcium rich, boron rich, magnesium rich, but also in that proper balance you can't overdose on, especially with the silica. So this is God's chemistry. You can't improve on it. I'm sorry, you just can't, right? He did it right the first time. He knows what he's doing. So what this is really is self-preservation bone repair, okay? So it's real important to know what to do if you have a bone break and maybe emergency medical treatment may not be available or you may not desire it. So knowledge is good to have, even if you have even gotten emergency care, and now you want to know how to help your bones heal faster without drugs and surgical risk. So for really fast and easy repair for strong bones, I use a plant-based calcium-rich formula. And this is the calcium formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs put together with that horsetail and comfrey, the bone knit, and lobelia, and oat straw. So it's really nice little formula, and you use it every other day. So it's so powerful, you don't use it every day. Also, for a more of a nutritional boost overall with lots of plants, the body food mix is great for getting that overall. It has spinach in it, has some of those elements of foods that we talked about. So you can just mix that in juice or water or a smoothie. And then if you got pain and inflammation, I like willow bark and meadow sweet. So they also have this pain anti-inflammatory herb liquid formula. It contains those herbs. And if you're worried about bacterial infections and things, the immune support, immune booster is excellent as well. So for healthy, strong bones and for fast healing, you're going to find these professional strength formulas at Apothecary Herbs. And you give them a call. You can get a free catalog. You can order over the phone or on their website, 866 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Get their free catalog and be empowered, you know. For the Bible says, from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the serviceman and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. Mm-mm. All right, he's promised that. All right, moving along. We've got a few minutes. We're going to take a break in a few minutes, though. We're going to talk a little bit about anxiety relief because so many people are anxious, and rightly so. Feeling anxious or stressed is really a natural response, but you just don't want to have it all the time. We need to look at what's triggering our feelings of fear, because that's what anxiety is, this apprehension, uncertainty. And it also messes with a lot of your hormones and can affect things like your weight and your focus, your concentration. So we're going to talk about you're not helpless. So you've got some control without having to go for the psycho drugs, the psychiatric drugs out there. So we've got a lot of people. 40 million Americans say they struggle with anxiety. 18% of our population actually. So, and medicine just throws a bunch of drugs at it, mind altering stuff. So, females tend to suffer from anxiety and stress twice the rate as men do. So anxiety seems to hit them harder, and it's very costly into our economy. It's like almost $47 million a year. And it just hits our productivity hard. Like 80 to 90% of our productivity gets sucked down. You know what? Because we're not focused. We're not focused. All right. So let's look at you got panic disorders. You got obsessive compulsive disorders. You've got generalized anxiety disorder. You got post-traumatic stress disorder. These are all lumped into the kind of the same area. Textbook wise. And modern medicine's approach is, you know, prescription drugs. And 43% of the drugs they use are mind altering. So when you take these drugs, they alter your way of life. So we got 3.3 billion prescriptions dispensed just in North America alone for this kind of thing, which is 12 times the US population. So that's a lot of medications going out. And everybody could have a bottle in the United States. That's how much they're dispensing. So then on top of that, we have some other problems with other addictions that crop up to deal with our anxiousness, anxiety, panic attacks, and all this. You know, sometimes we lean on recreational drugs or tobacco or alcohol, which, you know, really isn't great either. So let's look at some things we can do diet-wise, some things we can use herbally, and get back on track. And, of course, you know, pray, because God promises you a sound mind if you stay close to him. So we're going to talk about all that and a whole lot more. We come back from this break. We'll be right back. To developing kidney stones, nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
That more. We should play that some more. That's really great. All right, we're back to talking about getting rid of anxiety and panic attacks. And we're going to talk about some foods that you may want to avoid. Some foods actually will make anxiety conditions worse. Things like caffeine, it has this psychotropic action. And in small doses, it can improve mood. And in large doses, it can backfire. So the problem is that people really aren't getting caffeine in small doses. Everybody drinks more than two caffeinated beverages usually per day. And actually, caffeine can bring on anxiety. Caffeine overload can actually mimic a psychiatric condition. So if you're prone to anxiety, you might want to limit that caffeine. And if you suffer from anxiety, you may want to look to see if you suffer from what we call caffeine toxicity. Some people, they just get rid of the caffeine out of the diet and they're fine. So we're all different. Some of us are wired differently and we can't take a lot of that stimulant. So now if you wean off your caffeine, you can see if your anxiety improves or completely just resolves itself. And a lot of people, according to Dr. Thomas Udai of the National Institute of Mental Health, said some people have brains which are more sensitive to caffeine and it acts more like a drug to them. So he says people with this kind of sensitivity can only tolerate maybe a half a cup of tea or coffee per week, not per day, but per week. So alcohol is also another culprit that can trigger anxiety, even though people will drink it to relieve their anxious feelings. But as soon as this alcohol starts to wear off, you get this mini withdrawal effect that takes place, and it's enough to trigger panic attacks because it affects your neurotransmitters in your brain. So we tend to forget, you know, that alcohol can be a nervous system stimulant, you know. Also, sweets. Some studies have shown that people who suffer from anxiety can relieve it by eating something a little on the sweet side. So we normally comfort ourselves with foods because it triggers the pleasure centers in our brain. So that old folklore remedy was, you know, take a spoonful of honey before bed to relieve stress and anxiety, and it works. The recent research has proven that sugar or carbohydrates can calm the brain and can act like a sedative. So try to use, you know, some natural sweets instead of the refined sugar if you can, because that's not good for your bones. All right, so and there are some few people that can encounter the opposite effect. Some people are kind of wired differently. There are a few tricks to using sweets to calm the brain. Sugar, they say, works faster than a carbohydrate will. If you're doing a sweet sugary drink, try to get the ones that have no caffeine because they'll work faster within 5 minutes. Also, carbohydrate foods will take up usually to an hour to take effect. So you might want to consider the time frame. According to Judith Wortman, she's a researcher at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and also Richard Wortman, he's a neuroendocrinologist, he says about 2 cups of cereal, no milk or added sugar, or 9 ounces of a beverage should do the trick. So if you have a sweet beverage, either that or some dry cereal can help relieve anxiety. He says, don't mix protein with your carbs. So he says, don't put milk or meat with it. And it will take longer for high-fat foods like candy or desserts to work. Lollipops, sour balls, mints offer more of a fast relief for long stress-filled periods, which you may experience if you're like at a work site or something and you have to power through the day. You can have some of that in your pocket kind of thing. Some common foods the Egyptians used were onions before bed. It encouraged a relaxed state and better sleep. So does that work? Well, yellow and red onions have a quercetin, an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory compound, which act as a sedative, according to a French study. Well, there you go. That's organic, and it's non-toxic. It's not going to break the bank, and it's not sweet. It's not sugary. There are some herbs that I like to use as well, because God has provided some tools you put into our hands to protect and strengthen us against things like anxiety. You always calm down and read the Bible. You know, that Psalms and Proverbs, always great. Medicinal herbs are full, really, of nutrition your body will need to help you fight anxiety, stress, and help you cope. So you might want to look at a combination of herbs. I like to use things like valerian root, skullcap, Oregon grapefruit, St. John's wort, guta cola, ginkgo, and there's a whole bunch of herbs you can use. So if you're looking for a solution, a tincture, an aged concentrate that has these types of herbs in them, then the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a few options for you. They have the emotional stress formula that has those herbs I mentioned, plus 7 additional herbs. And it not only does it take tension off the nervous system, but it feeds the body an micro-mineral nutrition so that you can cope with your stress. They also have valerian root, and that's very good at taking just plain tension out of the nervous system. By the way, this is non-sedation. I mean, you're completely awake. You have your coordination. You're not feeling all drugged out. It just takes tension off the nervous system, and you can focus and you can cope. So these are non-addictive, non-toxic solutions to nervousness, panic attacks, depression, emotional distress issues. And you can also take tension out of muscles, because when you're uptight, you get really tense in the muscles. So one of the herbs I like to use for that is lobelia. It's like an antispasmodic. It just relieves all that tension. And you can use lobelia like just even if you don't have anxiety, but you're just having trouble drifting naturally to sleep. So maybe it's just a lot of tension, and you can just take a little of these herbs to relieve the tension, and then you can just naturally go to sleep without having to risk yourself to the side effects of sleep aids. So these are all wonderful options for you, very affordable, organic-based, whole food-based, professional strength. They're aged concentrates. You can get them direct from the manufacturer, the folks at Apothecary Herbs there in North Carolina. Give them a call. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. is the web address, and you can just click on the anxiety, depression, panic attack category, and you can see your options there. They do have a money-back guarantee, so they give you tools and lots of information on how to use them. So it's really important to have information on how to use your herbs. Otherwise, it's like having a kite and no wind. What are you going to do with that? So thepowerherbs.com, get their free product catalog. You can order that off their website, or you can call them up and say, hey, I need a catalog, and they'll send it to you in the mail. And now, for those of you that do internet and have email, they offer newsletters that go out each week, which are highly informative as well. The American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesday, and you will have health information in there. You'll also have market, gold and silver market information. Those are the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading that keep us up to date on what's going on in the market there and how you can protect your wealth So they have a segment in there as well in the American Survival. Also on Friday, the Health Quest newsletter goes out. The Health Quest newsletter is just packed full of your natural health solutions. So if you just want that, or if you want both of them, you can sign up. There is no subscription, and you can sign up for free, but you must have an email address to be able to receive these newsletters. I apologize. We do not send them out through the snail mail. You can get a catalog through the snail mail, but you can't get the newsletters. So thepowerherbs.com, just click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for free. Also, if you're looking for, I want to get started, how do I get started using herbs, you know, get your feet wet, get comfortable and get confident using herbs, there's a book on the website there called The Power Herbs, and it's 13 herbs every medicine cabinet should have. So now this book went through two printings, and now it is an electronic format book. So it's in a PDF, Kindle, or iPad format. So you can go to the books and newsletters, and you can order this book. It's $14.99, and it's about 400 pages of information with an herb symptom reference guide in it and a whole bunch of other things. You can learn how to make your own tinctures and all kinds of neat things. So the Power Herbs book is up there on the website as well. Let's say you're listening and you go, hey, that book sounds great, but I don't have a computer. Darn. Well, don't fret. In some instances, I know the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they've been contacted by customers that want the book, and what they can do is work out a solution to get them a hard copy. So you can just call the office, and you can give them a call and ask them if you can get like a hard copy of the book, which is technically out of print. So thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. Now, I know used copies are up on things like eBay and Amazon, so you can possibly find a used copy there, but they may be a bit pricey. I don't think they're going to be $14 or $15. I think they're going to be probably in the $20, $30, $40 area. So you can find them there, or give the folks at the office a call, and they'll try to work something out for you, because, you know, it's an educational thing, and people want to know. So I admire the way the tenacity of pushing through and helping them get the information into their hands, because they really want it. Yes, the book was written by yours truly. I haven't had time to write another one. I should, but I just haven't been able to carve out enough time to write another book to satisfy the publisher. So I don't know what it is, Frank. Why do publishers, you know, like two printings and that's it? The book is still in demand. People are still wanting it. I just don't get that. Anyways, we have to work around. we have an electronic version, and we have a workaround, but I'll try to carve out some time. I don't know when, but I'll try to get it. I got all these ideas in my head, Frank, to write another book, and it would be, well, it'd be like giving birth, to be honest, because that's what writing is. It's great, but it's just getting through that process. Well, I can see I'm out of time, but I'll be back next time and empower you some more. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.